Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Cheek, cheek.
Welcome back to B&E Friday morning. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Thank you all for joining us this week, and hopefully you'll have a wonderful and happy weekend. Lots to do this weekend, of course. If you're into the Longhorn basketball, you got the Longhorns playing tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. And, of course, you've got the championship weekend in the NFL. But we got Zay Collier joining us this morning. And, Zay,
What's up? Thanks for having me. What's up, Monty? Ty?
You know what I'm saying?
How you doing, Zay?
You know what they're trying to do, Zay? They wanted to know why I didn't play as a freshman at Boston College. You know why.
Yeah. Mel Briggs.
Don't even have to. Yeah, Mel Briggs.
He had your spot, man.
Had my spot. Tried to take my girl.
Tried to take your girl. Already had your spot. You weren't getting no clock.
No.
Zero.
He was a senior.
And you have the nerve. Monty, what? He has the nerve to think he deserved the spot while Mel Briggs is in the Hall of Fame at Boston College.
The dude tried to take my spot, which I was so much better than he was.
Is that just radio talk, or actually better than
him? Come on, I played in the Big 33 game. I was one of the best 33 players in the state of Texas in my senior year. You know what I'm saying?
We got to look his stats up compared to yours.
Yeah, but Mel Briggs was... He was good. He was okay. He's all right, Zay. But not only doing that, but trying to take my future wife. Dude, try to take my wife.
Wrong.
That's where I stopped. I stopped it.
Yeah, but come on. This is college. Like, you got with her early. Talking about the first weekend stuff. Yeah. This is college. Y'all teammates. You a freshman. And ain't no fun if the homies can't have
none. No.
What's up with that?
No.
What's up with that?
No. I didn't play that game. I came from Steel City. We came. We weren't sharing in Steel City. I came there in Boston. And he wanted to. I saw dancing with my wife to be down in the basement one time.
Oh,
I
had to go dancing with my wife to be down in the basement.
Yeah,
that is it.
At one of
that's
parties,
some kind of song or something.
At a frat party, I'm like, wait a minute. Do you know who that is you're dancing with? It's my future wife. What are you doing?
Was she a freshman?
Yes.
What do you think?
And
I'm
he was
doing
a senior.
Yes.
Well, it kind of seems like you were out of luck at that point.
Oh no!
You know, not everybody can dance in the basement. That you gotta be a senior.
You gotta walk down to the basement.
That's right.
I was dancing to Cool in the Gang and everybody else. That's right, Zay.
Yeah, I'm looking at Mel Briggs right here. Yo, he had a fro. He was a stylish brother.
He did have a little
fro. He was a stylish brother.
I have this vision in my head.
Yeah, it says, a lightning quick and sure hand wide receiver. He set a Boston College football record at the time of his graduation with 88 career catches in three
varsity seasons. You know what his hands were like?
Seasons.
You know, like a puppy's paws when you said, oh, you know, he's got big puppy paws, but there was no fingers, just a... the round paw to it. He didn't have any fingers. He had
this man is super fly compared to you.
Come on, man.
Look at that picture.
No, it shouldn't be
this
like that.
This is a stylish. This is Clyde Frazier here.
The first Eagle pass receiver to score two touchdowns of more than 80 yards in length. He was on the receiving end of 10 touchdown passes in his BC career. How many you have?
I had 3 in one game against Air Force. How about that?
As a whole.
Oh, probably about 12. Total,
probably time. All right.
That's more. I don't know.
That's more. Yeah, yeah. All
are
right.
You in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Well, why not?
We still got time.
Well, we can change that.
Oh, we can. We surely can.
Yeah, we got
that's
time.
Just a matter of a few phone calls.
I am in the Coaching Hall of Fame there, though.
Well,
That's what I'm talking about.
I think you should be in the Players Hall of Fame you were better than this dude here.
I was a free agent, man. Free agents didn't get much going on.
Oh, well, after graduation, he played for the NFL Detroit Lions before returning to his alma mater as a graduate assistant football coach for 2 seasons.
That's right.
So he played for 2 years, and didn't you get cut?
Look at
Aren't
this.
You just saying that?
And then following his career as a Rhodes Scholar, he's now a neuroscientist.
No, he's not. Believe me, he's not. He's not a rock. He's not doing anything.
Hey, but you married your wife, so you won. You won that battle. You won that one.
Where's Mr.
I lost the
Briggs
battle, but
today?
Won the war. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Where is Mr. Briggs?
Calling
today?
Me up, asking me how I'm doing. Are you still alive? That's what he's doing.
He's calling you up, right, Bucky?
Zay?
Can I please?
Zay was even calling
to
me.
To see who dies first.
Yeah, see who goes first.
Can I be on your radio show?
No, Mel, you cannot. I want to give away this Restore Hyper Wellness. I said I was going to give that away in the 8 o'clock hour. What do we do, Ty? What caller can to have this?
Number two.
Caller number two. Do it right now, and Ty will take that call. And you'll enjoy that, man. Those folks over there are wonderful. Sean and the gang over there at Restore Hyper Wellness. And I was telling Zay, I went and got I got one of those.
Yeah, you got to get your mani and pedis.
But I went over there and got a sauna, infrared sauna.
Okay.
And you know how I am in saunas when I go in there and start talking to everybody.
Right.
But this one, you're in your own private room. You got nobody to talk to. You got to sit there. You got to wear shorts.
You know, and you got a masseuse and get a massage?
No, I am not.
Why are you so...
Deshaun Watson. See, no, I'm not.
You used to get massages on the regular, and then the Deshaun Watson thing happened, and you kind of just went on the low. What's up with that?
I did. In the same place I used to go to the sauna, the steam sauna. Mm-hmm. The steam saunas are kind of, you know, that room can get a little funky in there. And plus, that steam can mess with you a little bit.
Ain't you the only one in there?
No, not where I used to be.
Oh, the steam sauna with other,
other dudes.
Yeah, typically there's not a lot of chatter in the. It's like an elevator almost. You go in there, you kind of.
If you go near the urinal, I'm going to have a conversation with you.
Oh.
If you're beside me, to break the ice, how's your day? How's your day going? You don't like that. Y'all don't like talking at the urinal. I'm sorry about that, folks. But
see, that's why I go to the lower floors.
You don't have to talk to
anybody? That's why I don't have to talk to nobody or see anybody I know. Give me my privacy.
Yeah,
please.
I mean, I don't do that I don't like touch feet underneath the booth thing in there. You know what I mean?
The booth!
The stalls. I don't touch feet. I don't do that. I don't play that game. But at the urinals, you know, I have a discussion. Man, what's up? How's your day? What's up?
Do you peek over, too?
I do. No. No, I don't go over the top. I don't go over the top.
You're already talking.
Well, you're just talking. Everything is with the head. You're looking straight
ahead. Has anybody gone, not right now, please.
Has anybody stopped me from talking?
Yeah.
No. I've never had anybody that did not answer back. How's your day? They ain't doing nothing but peeing. I mean, it's not. We're not passing a hat around or anything. We're just peeing. So you don't have to talk. I mean, it's when the guys are in the stalls that there's a conversation going on. I worry about that. I don't like bathrooms, and I don't like to be in there very long. I've always been that guy. I don't go to the bathroom. Like, even at my house, I go to the bathroom. I ain't reading papers. I ain't picking up magazines. I go and I get out. I'm not.
Yeah,
I know
people
that go.
I'm with you on that.
I don't understand people that do that.
I have a friend. He used to be my roommate for 3 years, actually, and he would every time he'd go in the bathroom, it was like a 45-minute ordeal. And we'd be like, "Oh, hey man, we're leaving to go downtown in like 20 minutes." He'd be like, "Oh,
I'll be out by the time you get back.
I gotta go to the bathroom." Be like, "All right, we're gonna be late."
See, I never got that with people. I mean, I've been around people and. Well, that prior to that is being around Tom Coughlin, because I could never go to the bathroom. When I coached at BC and Tom Coughlin was the offensive coordinator, it would always be, "Where are you headed to? I got to go to the bathroom, Tom. When are you coming back? When I'm done, Tom. I'll be back when I'm done using the bathroom. Well, what do you got to do? How long do you think that's going to be?"
Why was he so over your shoulder?
Well, Tom Coughlin wanted to know exactly what time, even if you had a dental appointment, you know, if you were a coach and you had a dental appointment, how long does the dentist take? About what time are you going to be back? He wanted to know within the 5 minute mark of when you're going to return. I mean, I learned how to get in and out of bathroom so quick because I had to run back and get in the meeting office. And then I got here with Magovic, and that dude wanted to, when I got to Illinois, that dude wanted to have meetings just for the sake of meeting. Like,
not even talking about nothing.
What are we talking, John? You know you can't hold me in here. I can't stay focused like this. And we're in here now 40 minutes because we're talking about the same thing we talked about the day before at the meeting. I mean, people that meet for the sake of meeting, if you've ever been, obviously, you're people that had those Zoom meetings and those company meetings. Every morning you meet to talk about the same thing you talked about yesterday, the exact same thing. Nothing changes. I hate meeting for the sake of meeting.
Bucky, so back in the day when you were hitting the club scene,
yes,
what was, if you had to take a number two, what was your protocol for that? Because I mean, everybody has that situation come up eventually.
Well, first of all, I'm going to the bathroom. I once again told these guys the other day, you heard me tell them, I won't go to the bathroom at your house.
Are you going home? Because a lot of these places don't have, if they have a toilet at all, it's a no stall, like a no door situation.
Oh, no, I don't go. I have never
And
done
it's
that.
Like unisex now.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Yeah.
I don't go to.
So would you go home?
I would go
back
home
in the
or
day.
I'd go to the next place that had a booth. I don't go just out there. First of all, like I said, I'll go in the parking lot, lean against
man.
Your car, and take a towel or something with me. But before I just don't.
Wow.
I'm not a public pooper.
I don't know if you've ever been to Little Woodrow's on West 6th Street before, but their men's bathroom, the toilet, like it's, if you open the door, there's just a toilet there, no walls or anything, and you can just see straight from the bar. Like everybody in the bar can see in there. Oh. And I'm not gonna lie, that's not good.
Where was it? Joe's Generic Bar and Grill that used to be down on 6th Street. The bathroom was outside. You'd have to go through the back door, and then there was the urinal was back there, a long urinal.
Like a trough?
Like a trough, yeah. Like you were side by side. I didn't have conversations then.
I like the trough.
You like the trough and shooting at the ice?
Makes it easy.
What were you going to say about Little Woodrow's?
I've had a few emergencies in that bathroom where I'm like, close the door. Because it's –
No.
Privacy is not – I don't get to that point.
Bring your own shade.
I was a professional drinker. So let
me ask both of you old heads here, Monty and Buck, because that was y'all's generation, the magazines by the stall, by the commode.
Never did.
And once you pop the squat – people would just read articles, which is so disgusting. Like,
I never read
hands on
the magazine. Much better to be on your phone, right?
I mean, it's my phone. Nobody touching my phone. And my wife makes me clean it. My wife makes me clean my phone every week because she cleans her. She's like, I know how disgusting you are.
So clean that
so
phone.
So she'll clean my phone.
No, I've never. I don't read. I don't sit in there and read. I've never taken a paper.
She cleans your phone?
I don't know why that's a thing.
No, she gives me like
a wipe
to clean it. No, trust me, she don't do that.
I've never.
She don't do nothing. She does just enough, Ty.
I never took Ebony magazine, or I've never gone into the bathroom with Ebony and sat in there for 45 minutes reading Ebony. Or Jet magazine. I never took Jet, and I never did that. I don't understand why people go in there to read. Bathroom is not a place to read. It smells in there.
Back in the day, you only had 3 channels on TV, so. That's why you read in the bathroom.
Yeah, and remember
it's that. For that extra knowledge.
Plus, I grew up learning how to get out of a bathroom. Remember
any entertainment you could get?
Yeah. Mom, where's my copy of Ebony?
10 people in my house.
Monty reading Ebony?
10 people.
My mom would go, what's that?
Ebony magazine? Yeah, I got in trouble for National Geographic.
Oh, I got in trouble for National Geographic. Oh, well.
And those ladies, you know that. And the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
My grandparents, my entire life, in their all the bathrooms in their house, they have one of those. It's like a little camera, a Gantt. It's a little like blackjack poker game, like one of the handheld ones.
Oh, that you can sit here and play while you're in there.
And an ashtray and a pack of cigarettes, always in every bathroom, just ready to go.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, Grandpa, you must sit in here for like two hours.
I'm surprised you didn't have jokes for the John.
Something like that.
You know, those little signs.
Just couldn't get it.
We aim to please, so you aim please.
And so even before Coughlin, remember, I'm the oldest of 8. We had one bathroom. I never had more than one bathroom in the house that I grew up with. I mean, I grew up in North Carolina.
Y'all were like Jacksons.
Oh, yeah, it was a Jackson family. You had a calendar like, here's your time, here's when your time is up. This is your time, this is when your time. But I was always first up.
I was in there,
and I got to, you know, and then my 4 sisters, you know, they were going to be in there for a month.
Yeah.
I say this, and I'm deadly earnest about it. Fred, my writing partner, Fred Ellis, and I have talked many times about Bucky as a screenplay. I mean, it's a cool as hell story. It really is.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm real serious now. I mean, from the alcoholism, from the time you went young. I mean, 2 white kids at a Catholic school in Bethlehem, 2 black kids at a white school in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
For years and years and years.
BC, and then you know the whole you're so vain. That whole aspect.
Oh, you're not getting that. You're not getting any of that.
No, you
got to
put that in there. You got to put that Carly Simon in there.
You can't leave that out. That's public knowledge.
The best of all is the North Carolina growing up with Bob McAdoo and Curly Neal. at the time, the Globetrotters, chasing Curly Neal as a little kid trying to get the ball from him and never being able to get it from Curly Neal. He was the best.
And you played pickup ball with McAdoo?
Yeah, Bob McAdoo. I used to steal peaches from his yard, and his dad put the roof on our house. And that was when I had to bring up those shingles up on a ladder as a fifth grader. Here, get this thing of shingles up to me somehow. I'm like, dude, I can't even pick this off the ground, much less carry this up on a ladder. Bob McAdoo's old man said, you need to get those.
Have you seen stuff from McAdoo?
Yeah, I know about Bob McAdoo.
First, like one of the first players of the truly modern game, you know?
Yeah,
he was Kevin Durant before Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he was. That's exactly right.
Two-hand. He was the two-hand.
Yo, y'all seeing that release?
That was him.
On our Twitch and YouTube?
That's right, two hands?
That's why Trey Mitchell left. Because you said, Trey, you need to shoot more threes, and you did this.
And what's he doing right now? He's killing it.
He left.
He's killing it down in West Virginia.
Are you Chris Beard yelling at me?
Yes. Bucky shot a three with two hands?
I know. That's how he shoots. Do you see the form, Monty?
Was it a set shot, or did he jump in the air when he shot?
I got 4 inches off the ground.
If we ever do a Horn Olympics, Bucky's has to do like the 3-point contest against somebody, right?
I'm in the putting contest.
So he does not rotate the ball here. When he goes up with it, then he
it's a Sean Marion.
Bob McAdoo had a knuckle shot. It was a knuckle ball. There was no spin. There was no rotation.
No, that's right.
It was a knuckle ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he put it up. I mean, he'd go and the slam on him was always it was because people were not used to a big man being able to shoot. Except Mel Counts was another guy.
Yeah, Mel Counts
could go out.
See, Monty, we're back there with George McGinnis and
Artis
Gilmore.
Didn't you see Earl the Pearl at Winston-Salem?
I watched Winston-Salem State. Yes, he used to spit on the court. He actually spit. It wasn't like a little toot. It was like on the court. Earl of Pearl Monroe was a nasty dude.
I had a roommate that used to spit on my carpet every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, somebody had to go there.
What you thought we got? That was
our roommates, Ty.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn staying with the Cowboys. A Cowboy fan over there. Zay, since Chad has now convinced you to be a Cowboy fan.
If Bijan Robinson gets drafted by the boys, yes, I'll be a Cowboys fan. But as of now, that's big for the Cowboys.
It is big for him. Dan Quinn staying. You know how much Jerry is probably having to pay him? I wish we could get to see that salary. But you know there had to be a discussion. Like, Dan, I know you can get any of these jobs. They would love to have you. I mean, maybe not Denver, but you can have that Arizona job if you want. You could probably have the Colts job because Jeff Saturday is going to be out. But listen, if you stay with us another year, here's what I'm going to pay you.
Are we sure Dan Quinn even wants to be a head coach again? I know he's gone for all these interviews.
I think he does, but he can set his.
But that's a great question. The fact that he's done it once, I mean, I wonder if there's a little buyer remorse.
And I mean, people forget about Mike McCarthy's mismanagement of the time and timeouts and stuff like that. Dan Quinn was 10 times worse.
An ugly departure.
It was.
As I remember.
When 23 was real ugly.
The Hawks.
28-3. They made a movie about it. Well, that little old 80 geezer, Brady. 80 for Brady. That's how bad it was.
Well, I'll just say this. Jerry and he had a discussion about if you're going to – I mean, Jerry already knew if he was taking those jobs or not, the Arizona job or whatever. And Jerry Jones has said, I'm going to pay you – for 1 year, because the next year there'll be 5 more jobs open up, and one of those you will like, and they will probably hire you.
Hell, it might be the Cowboys' job, because if Big Mike doesn't
stay,
if Big Mike 12 wins at this point, that's been cool the last 2 years. But if you don't get to the NFC Championship game, Big Mike might get that snip.
Yeah, I can see that coming too. I can see him telling him, "You stay around, I'll pay you like a head coach now. Keep the defense going, and you know that guy over there, he's gonna mess up here eventually."
I could see them getting rid of Dak before Big Mac. I think Dak's on a shorter leash next year than McCarthy.
That's interesting.
He cleaned things up this year. He did a good job, in my opinion.
He did.
What the official Cowboys website said about Dak after the game.
It's cold blooded.
That makes me think you're right. That Dak's going to be on a short leash. That was
I did
what
not
you
what
take
did they
to
say
be.
About him? What did they?
Oh, just like it was his two couple of his worst statistics from the game. It wasn't like Dak's a warrior, and you know it didn't go our way. It wasn't football speak.
Stuff.
It was like Dak Prescott threw 3 interceptions and caused 2 interceptions.
The tweet that they put out from the Dallas Cowboys official account said Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in a narrow loss to the 49ers in a matchup up. The Cowboys had a chance to win. If they didn't, again, generate self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, if he leads the league in interceptions again next year, he's getting the Derek Carr treatment.
But that, I mean, that's remarkable for a team to show. I mean, that is big time shade.
Yeah,
to send that out there. And especially when, you know, if you want results, you're going to have to wait now till next season.
And see, that's not
you
what
give
I
him
thought.
That whole time to stew over that?
That's
I
not
don't
even
know
what I thought
that.
About, Monty. That's not even what I thought about. When I saw Dan Quinn coming back, I just thought of the fact that Jerry is going to pay him like a head coach, and he's just going to wait it out to get the job that he really, really wants. Arizona's not. He doesn't want to walk into that. I can't imagine a guy who's a defensive coach wanting to walk into that offensive
But none of these like jobs that come open every year are necessarily good jobs. I still think we talked about it yesterday. I still think the Houston job's the best one, just because you have the most control and you get to pick your quarterback.
That guy, but I didn't hear his name even mentioned for that, right?
No.
Boy, and you can lift a franchise up by its bootstraps too. I mean,
sure.
The Texans are just that fan base could be reactivated under the
There's
right.
There's no expectations going in.
There's right. no expectations.
You have at least 4 years.
They hunger to love a team. They
really
do.
Well, if Sean Payton is not taking it, which it looks like Sean Payton is just going to hang out for another year, they're going to end up with I know, is D'Amico Ryan, is he in on that?
Yeah, they're just waiting. I mean,
are they waiting for
them? They usually don't name, like, if a guy's a defense coordinator still in the playoffs, they don't name him the head coach until after they lose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
or at
waiting
least until
yeah.
Super Bowl.
They don't
week.
Want that distraction for yeah. the team going into the Super Bowl.
I thought it was weird, even like Dan Quinn, you know, interviewing the week of the San Francisco game. Like, I know it's over Zoom and stuff, but just having that distraction there, it's. They've always
you know,
done
that,
it that,
that
way.
That,
yeah,
I don't
like that.
That is right.
You don't like the coach.
Well, you're game winning all week. You're supposed to be spending all of your time, you know, in the film room.
Dude, you can take a Zoom call.
Still,
meeting.
But just
no,
have
you
to
know
think
how
about
on
it.
You have to be.
But you can
interviews.
Also keep it private. No, you're right. The fact that we all knew that he's out there looking for another job while they're in the playoffs. I don't remember that before a coach doing that.
Well, yeah, that even from that from the player's perspective, but just from his headspace, you know, you can't be completely. You need to be 100% concentrated on the 49ers.
Coaching
you
is hard, but it ain't that
preparing
hard.
Preparing for an interview.
Winning is hard. What? You can take an interview and still
oh,
be.
Oh, he did a good job, and it didn't take anything
no.
away from their performance.
And most of the guys,
that
it does.
Out.
Most of the guys, those guys are professionals. Dan Quinn's been through interviews before. He interviewed the year before, so he can still do it during
I'm
game
I'm not
week.
Saying don't do the interview. I'm saying don't publicize the interview or don't talk about it.
But that might be a big reason why he doesn't want to become a head coach. We're barely talking about it. This really yeah. ain't a thing. Nobody's really talking about in headlines. Oh, Dan Quinn, big reason why the Cowboys lost
sure.
to the 49ers because he wasn't locked
no,
in.
No, according to the Cowboys, it was Dak Prescott.
It
was
yeah,
Dak Prescott.
It's all Dak. Then it trickles down to Big Mike. Now everybody's wondering what's Kellen Moore going to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, he'll be back too.
I don't know. I don't know if he'll be back. One of these gigs.
It was Carolina. Carolina was the one that he. Was you know like a top three candidate for? I haven't heard of him interviewing.
I'll just say this: if he interviews
jobs.
For the Arizona job, he'll take
that's
the Arizona
Cliff
job.
That's just Cliff Kingsbury 2.0.
No, but he'll take that job. He's they need they obviously they need an offense. They're
Arizona needs an older coach. They need a Lovie Smith kind of year. I think you know with Kyler being hurt next year.
Me going one and done.
Yeah. Well, not
that's sad.
Call
isn't
Coach
it?
Culley up.
Yeah, but oh, well, Lovie Smith kind of year.
Yeah, you brutal. Can, damn.
Okay,
Tom.
Do y'all think that Lovie Smith didn't go into that year
no,
knowing
no,
that he was getting his ass fired before the year was done?
That's
I didn't know. I thought he coached hard in that last game and won
like,
that
hey.
Game.
He looked at that roster and he said, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to keep this
I'm
job. I'm going to win this year."
Yeah.
Why did he win that game?
Just to spite the Texans.
That's
Come
so
on.
Petty. It I is. Appreciate it. I respect
yeah,
it.
Anybody should appreciate that. It's you.
I definitely appreciate it.
Wow.
But, man, like, he could still have a job. He had one job to do. They know
no,
what
they were firing.
Was.
They were firing him no matter what. Come on.
Man.
Come on.
Go out petty.
Say, so you know he wasn't staying.
Yeah, I know he was
He staying. And Cully, they were one and donners.
Man.
Uh-uh.
If anybody should have kept it, it was Cully. I mean, he had a my memory serves me right, he had a pretty good end to the year before.
Absolutely. You're right.
Davis Mills got it going.
Maybe that's where it started for Davis Mills, with Cully.
And he's donezo.
Cully's yeah. Papa Bear looking so.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. B&E Friday morning with you.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back. B&E, it's Friday morning. Thank you for putting up with Old Man Radio. We do appreciate that. And talking yesteryear with us. And just during the break, I was letting Monty know that my godfather is Al Attles. And I think Al Attles was the
Boomer
first
basketball fans will know the
African-American
name.
Coach, black coach, to win an NBA title. Were they the Warriors at that time?
Would Russell have been the first when he was a player coach? Win? Then it would have been Russell, right?
Al Attles, I don't even know if Al Attles is alive. Monty said, do you know if your godfather's alive? I don't know. I don't know, Monty.
Monty, to that Bill Russell winning them championships, the league was fixed. Red Auerbach was running the league. Refs were scared to get whacked because he ran with the mobsters. And
I don't doubt it.
You get whacked every night. Yeah, you get whacked. You make a bad call against the Boston Celtics. There's a chance you were going to get that note at the door your hotel room.
Even today, ask Kyrie. Mess around. See what happens.
No, my only point was Bill Russell's a black man, and I think he won the first NBA title.
Yeah,
whether it was rigged by the Boston mob, yeah. Jack Nicholson.
What mob? What are you guys talking about? There's no mob in Boston.
Yeah, all right. Weren't you walking around Southeast scared?
Yeah, I was scared for my life. There's a lot of times I was scared for my life working as a college guy in Boston. I worked in Dorchester, Roxbury, you name it. I was in every part of that city, summertime jobs. If I wasn't going to summer school down in Fenway Park, down there by Fenway, right by where the Red Sox were, spending my time in those hot summer classrooms because I forgot a little something-something, damn, that was horrible.
See, but I think of Bucky as a Cape Cod kind of guy, right?
I was.
You were out there on the Cape too, weren't you?
I had a that's when I had the girl I took to the prom. Her parents were Cape Codders.
Oh, that he always gives you crap about. Trouble, but
yeah, when she was a junior in high school, I went to a prom. Her high school when I was a freshman in college. She was a junior. It wasn't like she just came in as a freshman. I had known her for a while.
Yeah.
It was like a friend. Did she ask you? Or are you just dating?
I dated for a year. I mean, I dated that young lady for a couple years in college.
I don't know. That wouldn't fly these days, I'll tell you that much.
He said, I wouldn't do it at my house. He said, if somebody came up knocking at my, can I take your daughter? Can I dance with your girlfriend? Yeah,
because he's looking at you like just a dirty football player.
But I wasn't, man.
Like Mel Briggs.
No, he was dirty. Exactly. He was from Dorchester. He was from Boston. I was refined. I was from Bethlehem. I was a nice dude.
Oh,
Catholic,
yeah.
At Catholic school?
Yeah.
I went to Catholic school all my life.
Yeah. Some of the dirtiest people I know.
Are Catholics, yeah.
Catholic school. Bucky, you see, Bucky was an altar boy.
I was an altar boy, too, yes. I did all that
help.
Stuff. That didn't help.
That doesn't help. Okay.
Does this help?
I know it works.
I spent a lot of time around priests. Does that help at all? Yeah, it was
not alone.
But did I hear that right? That when you went to the prom, she was in high school and
yes.
You were in college.
I was a freshman, Marnie. I wasn't deep into my college.
But it sounded like she was a senior. She was a junior. That's
okay. All right.
Now 18, 16.
Well,
it's legal.
It's legal if the parents.
No, you have a 3-year in Texas. You can be an 18-year-old and date a 15-year-old.
I'm talking about
in New England.
I don't mean chronological age. I'm talking about the social aspect of a college student dating a high school student.
What did you tell your friends?
Really? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What did Briggs?
She was fine.
What did
I didn't have to say a word.
She was fine.
What did I didn't have to say a word. When she showed up after the games, everything was good with them. It was all good.
Did she bring her friends, too?
No. She did not bring her friends. As a matter of fact, I met her through her sister, who was a freshman, at the same time. And I know I did not date her sister. I went to a party with her sister. I went back to the dormitory room, and she showed me her photo. I was looking at photos, and I just happened to say, who is that right there? She said, that's my sister.
Wow.
Was her sister one of those funny girls? You know what I mean?
She was beautiful.
I'm talking about the older one.
Oh no, her her sister was, she was pretty fine herself. But it wasn't a date. I just went somewhere with her. I was an escort at the time. How's that?
That has a bad implication.
I mean,
that's not good.
I was not
an escort.
I was escorting her.
You need to watch more, streaming services.
No. I escorted her to a party, came back to the room and saw her photo, and I said, who's this? She said, that's my younger sister Karen.
If you're an escort in 2023, that means you have an OnlyFans.
Or you're a prostitute.
Okay.
That was my sophomore year.
I think Ty hung the tail right there.
No, I was very good. I was a gentleman. I did all the right things at the prom. There was no overnight stays. She went right back to the house afterwards. Not wholesome. Not like your prom in today. Or now, when I was in Bethlehem Catholic, of course, the girl that I wanted to go with, being the only black kid in the school, the girl that I had no choice but to want to go to the prom with, her dad wouldn't have it. That I wouldn't go into the prom with her. So that's when one of my friends, my dad's friend's daughter, the grown woman, I went to her.
What? Yes. What?
I went to the prom with her.
Oh, girl was like 25, teaching Buck some things.
What? Grown. You took a 25-year-old to your prom?
No, she was 30. She was a mature African American girl. She was mature.
Bada boom.
Bada boom. I mean, mature. And she said.
So your dad hooked you up?
My dad hooked me up with his best friend's daughter. We knew the family. And I was so heartbroken because I couldn't go with the girl that I dated in high school because her dad, who drove through the bushes to run me over one time in a car, I dove over the bushes. He drove through the bushes to get to me one time. It was like that. So
wow.
And so I went to the prom with her and I had a good time. But I remember at the beginning of the prom, it wasn't, no, you know how kids go and do these things at hotel stays or go somewhere it was like, she said, and you better not try to kiss me tonight. And I was like, yeah, you're right about that. I better not. I'm not going to. And then at the end of the night, when I was ready to say goodbye, she said, you're not going to kiss me goodnight?
Oh, she playing games.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to. I thought she was going to beat my ass right there. Like, first of all, don't try to kiss me. And don't bump up all. Don't get all bumped up when we at the prom.
So what were y'all doing? Just sitting in the corner, like drinking punch.
Dude, I was horrified. I was horrified the entire time. I did not have a good time because I was afraid of her.
Do you think she had a good time?
I don't really care. I don't really care. I've never been afraid of women. I've been kind of shy and you know a little bit, but I've never been afraid of a woman. I was afraid of this. She was a grown woman. She's like one of my aunties. That's what it was. She didn't look like a classmate. She looked like one of my aunties from Delaware or something. We went to the prom, and she looked grown. I mean, when she came in to her prom, it was at her prom at the public school. I mean, she stopped. Everybody stopped because they saw my smallish ass self come walking here with my suit. And I had a purple velvet weighing a $1.20. And she came in, and she like Pam Oliver when she was like 12. They say, look who Pam brought. She brought the garbage man with her. I'm like, good Lord.
Who's this little kid?
Oh, who's this little kid? That must be her little brother. She couldn't get a date because everybody's afraid of her. And then she said to me,
Pam Oliver.
She said, you're not going to kiss me? And I'm like, well, no.
No, ma'am.
She's like, you better get up and go, oh, never been afraid, man. I told her dad. And this was, I'm going to tell you something. I went to her house. And I was downstairs, and I knew her family. I mean, I knew them well. I knew the Statums, Art Statum. I mean, he was one of the great figures in North Carolina A&T football and all that. So my dad, of course, played football at, you know, North Carolina A&T with Jesse Jackson. They were on the same team.
Oh, wow.
And so I get to the house, and I got purple velvet, crushed velvet tux on. I get in there, and I says, is Janet ready to go? Because I wasn't driving, and we had like eight people outside waiting to get into a car, not a limo, but a car. So she said, come up here. I'm like, come up to your room?
Why are you so scared?
Because I've never went into a female's room, up to her room, in her room,
yes.
And her mom and dad are downstairs. I'm like, no, I'm away right here. You need to hurry because we got to go.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Woo, it's Friday up in here for sure. B&E, by the way, CB, you can stop sending Pam Oliver getting hit in the head with a football. She had a lot of hair like Pam Oliver. She had a full rack.
Did it move
rack
like
of
that?
Hair and I a mean, full rack. I mean, she had it all.
I love Pam Oliver. She's a grown-ass woman.
That's what I'm
she
saying.
She looked like old girl Pam Oliver.
Yes.
That was a grown-ass woman.
She's just she's a little dark-skinner than Pam
okay.
Oliver. She wasn't caramel. She was jet. I mean, yeah. And I'm telling you, we walked. And I did not. She invited me to the prom. I wasn't going to mine, but she didn't have a date to hers. And I knew why.
I thought she was older, though.
She was older than me. This was. I was a, I was a, I was a sophomore in high school.
What, so she was like a senior?
She was a senior, grown senior woman. Okay. Giving regard to the police academy or something.
I was under the impression that this was like a 24-year-old woman.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was under the impression that you drove.
This is not my babysitter or something, no.
You were not old enough to have a driver's license.
I was old enough to have a driver's license. I was one of I didn't have a car. I don't know, Monty, I didn't have a car until I got out of college. I did not have a car as one of the kids of eight kids when I was in high school.
But you couldn't drive Pops?
Pops drove everybody, everything. Oh, okay. If there was one bathroom, you know there wasn't none but one car. Are you kidding me? If you only have one bathroom in your house with eight kids, you ain't got six cars.
How close
for sure.
together? How far from oldest to youngest? What's the spread?
A lot of three. My sister, I'm going to think my sister is now 42.
And you're oldest, or were you the oldest?
I am the oldest.
And you're
68.
81?
No, 68.
Damn, Monty, come on now.
We all know.
Rest in peace to Billy Packer before this blitz. Let's get to the blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Janice looked more like Jane Kennedy than Pam Oliver, though. You remember Jane Kennedy? You do remember Jane Kennedy.
No,
you
don't. I don't.
Jane Kennedy was fine.
She was one of the top woman announcers.
Absolutely. All right, first blitzer, you're up.
Memo to all you Cowboy fans. Jerry Jones has been out of sight this week preparing an extra strength batch of snake oil to get you all through the next season.
We got one coach staying at least. Next blitzer, you're up.
Today's episode of Old Man Radio with Old Man Buck and Jurassic Monty will discuss gas versus electric, plastic water tanks versus metal water tanks, Chariots of Fire versus the Rocky script, and of course, Jurassic Monty's firsthand account of being a cowboy on leading pioneers in the 1880s Oregon Trail.
Wow. Next blitzer, you're up.
This is Big Mel Briggs, Buck. I was just trying to show you how to go deep.
Wow. Come on now, Mel. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck, I just wanted to call back today and say from this point on the blitz,
yes.
I want to be known as Milksop. I want to be known as Milksop. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, old Buck.
Yes.
Instead of a tip for the kids in the car line, how about one for the parents to slow down, get off the dang phone, and respect us crossing guards, you chumps.
There you go. Crossing guard calling something. I got you right there. We'll take care of you. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, is it true that the Astros just hired that Dana White guy from USC who no. just happens to be white?
I don't think so. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
What's up?
Guys are not playing this weekend, so Jerry needs him some glory hole.
For sure.
Shut it down!
Dan Quinn staying with the Dallas Cowboys. That's a good deal for the Cowboys. I mean, that was one of the first gets we talked about. Talking about getting players, that was one of the first things that they really needed to do, and they got it done. I expect the defense to be just as good next year or even better next year with Dan Quinn sticking around. Monty, of course, thank you. Stick around for another hour or so. And Zay, of course, always thank you and Ty. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back next hour coming up.